This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Strong Arm Story of the Day is brought to you by John Foy and Associates Personal Injury Law.
Let's talk about our Atlanta Braves. All right. We beat the Dodgers. Feeling pretty good about ourselves. Mike, let's talk about the lineup and the moves that were made. Because as we talk about the Braves continuing to try to fill the gaps and add some depth. And by the way, have you seen the lineup? Acuña's back, right?
Well, again, we didn't ever doubt. Only guys who don't know a thing about baseball thought there'd be a thing.
It's not.
You know, Acuña, Albies, Freddie, Josh Bettenforth, Brian McCann, because you got a righty. Matt Joyce, he'll be in right field. You got Echevarria.
Echevarria.
I'll get that right. And the Grand Slam kid, Rafael Ortega, he's going to bat in the eighth spot, and then Keuchel's on the mound.
All right, so we picked up Billy Hamilton. He's a speedster.
Yes, he runs like a deer, and he hits like a deer lately, Carl.
Braves will owe him $1.9 million, including the rest of his $4.25 million salary this season, if you're wondering. So this is not something that you're going to pick him up and let him go in a couple of days. I think, Mike, again, you're adding depth, defensive replacement late, a guy who can come in and run the bases for you and maybe steal some bases. We'll see where it goes with Billy Hamilton, but this is all due to the injury to Enciarte.
Now, again, guys, Echevarria, he helped turn the double play the other night. You need to be sound up the middle. God bless Dave O'Brien. He's got to have the patience of Job to deal with some of the people that come at him on Twitter with some of these questions. You do miss Dansby. The one thing, two things. First off, Dansby comes back.
Yeah.
Is there going to be a fall off with the offense because he's going to be a little rusty? You know, and when do we get Dansby back? Because to be quite honest, we don't really have any idea, do we? I mean, the heel, that thing has become a real situation. Kind of, I don't know, it's a different injury altogether, but it's a heel injury for Amari Cooper with the Cowboys. They're now saying he's shut down for the rest of the preseason.
Yeah, I saw that. I still think this is, again, another reason why you need to get Ezekiel Elliott paid, even though you don't, if you're the Cowboys, you don't want to. But yes, Mike, the Dansby situation is concerning only from the standpoint of how good he makes you defensively, and then when you put him back in the lineup, what do you lose offensively if his rhythm is not there? If we're getting the Dansby we got in the first 6 to 8 weeks of the season,
right?
Okay, great.
And our buddy Dave O'Brien, speaking of the devil, says Austin Riley will hit on the field today. That was about 45 minutes ago. And he can start a rehab assignment by the end of the week. Remember, no surgery for him. He's just got to take it easy. He's wearing the brace. And then Dansby, according to Dave O'Brien from The Athletic, steady progress, ran the bases some, and did some quick stop movements as he's trying to put more pressure on the heel. But that doesn't sound like he's ready to do a rehab start anytime soon.
No, it doesn't. And listen, I miss Dansby on many levels, but you said it, the defensive situations late in games, we kind of take that for granted. Routine plays that have to be made, which is why they made the moves that they've made, Mike. And by the way, Rafael Ortega, I don't know what he's going to be, but he's already won a game for you.
Right.
Right? So that to me, that's like bonus. You don't expect him to go grand salami in that situation. You're hoping he just gets a base hit. Everybody they're inserting in the lineup is producing. And that, as long as that continues, then we're going to be okay. Because Freddie's going to be Freddie. Josh Donaldson's going to get hits. Acuña's going to do his thing. Ozzie's going to get on. We just need these other guys who are being inserted randomly, Mike, for injury reasons or otherwise, to do their part. And that's kind of what's happened. Dallas Keuchel on the hill tonight, guys. Don't get caught up in the record. 3-5. He probably should have had a couple more wins. But remember, when we got him in the middle of the season, but a 4.39 ERA. I got to see the ERA come down a little bit, and I got to see him go longer tonight.
Right. And, you know, we talked about Shane Green. Remember, he had three efforts. Nobody got on base in three appearances. At some point, do you think that Snicker would pivot him to the closer role, or you still like the way he's doing it now with Melanson coming in as your closer?
I think he's looking, and maybe he's found the formula, and I'm fine with it, by the way. If Melanson's going to be the guy, he named mm-hmm. him pretty, you know, 2 weeks ago or whatever and said he was going to close games. So, Chris Martin, Shane Green, Mark Melanson. If you go 7, 8, 9, let's finish games, and that's the way. But I also think, Mike, you asked this question, and I think it's very important for, you know, our audience to understand this. With Green, if you flip Melanson and Green, you're getting two closers in the 8th and 9th, depending right. on who you want to go with. So, in essence, the 8th and 9th inning now go from we had no idea who was closing to getting two guys with experience in closing games.
Right. And the Nationals, by the way, guys, they whooped up on the Pirates last night. 13-0. So the Pirates hosting the Nats tonight. We're five games up. This is one thing, though, you just mentioned with all the injuries. You know, Dansby banged up. The fact that, you know, you got Ender is banged up. You know, we're not going to get Markakis back till, you know, who knows when. I mean, this is something they've had to deal with. So it's not just the bullpen. Now, I don't always agree with what Snitker has done in the past. You know, sometimes it leaves you a little, you know, scratching your head. But he's had to go through another year now, Carl, where now the injuries are starting to really mount up for this Braves team.
It is Dukes and Bell. It's our strong arm story of the day. I think the biggest thing about this series is you're better than the Marlins. Just go play. Win the series, and let's keep it moving. Let's extend our lead
right
against teams that we should be beating up on. Teams that are over 500, like the Dodgers come in here, that's a significant series win because, again, they're a team a lot of people are picking to get to the World Series. They got three All-Stars, three legitimate starters in a playoff series. That's looked at differently than what we're about to see with the Marlins.
Right. So if you're Dallas Keuchel, don't monkey around. I don't want to see like a 75 pitch count in the fifth inning, okay? Let's get rolling here. Let's see a nice effort and make up for that stinker you laid down to South Florida 2 weeks back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.